Hello. And now we have... Oh, my goodness. Now we have the power of song. And we have five people and not enough chairs. Can you guys improvise?
We can squeeze in.
All right. And I guess for a start, tell us a little bit about power of song. You're... Ken, do you want to stay and with power of song? I think this is right up your alley, too. Activist or... But tell us a little bit. Well, tell us your names first. Who are you?
Okay. My name is Hayden Minethy.
I'm Wyatt Busing. Wyatt Busing.
I'm Cody Busing.
I'm Michetta.
And I'm Nils Lewis.
Welcome with Power Song. How long have you guys been together as a band?
I'd say probably 3.5 years.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah. And because this is our third... This is our third year playing at the festival, and we've started even before that.
Beautiful, beautiful. Come closer to the mics, you guys, okay? Great, thank you. And I'm sorry that it's not the most easy setup for you, but hey, we're on the grass and in the sunlight, not in a studio, so I'm sorry.
So I would assume you have several inspirations to tell everybody about. You weren't born doing this, right? It's only been 3 years.
Well, me and my brother, at least, our mom runs it. So we've been involved with that, at least, for our whole lives.
So you've been involved in singing and music and activism as well, putting the three together?
Yeah. I mean, to a degree, our mom's been involved with Clearwater for a long time, so we've been exposed to it for a long time.
How neat is that?
And and ever since Power of Song started up, we've been lucky to join in that, too. So.
Okay. You know,
what about the rest of you?
I mean, I grew up in a school that actually had very close ties to Clearwater, and I never actually got to go while I was in high school or elementary school, but I guess a bit after that, I'd gotten really into Springsteen's Seeger Sessions album, and it kind of got me drawn into this great kind of music scene, and I went to Clearwater the first year we played, and I mean, I absolutely fell in love with this kind of music, this way of life, and... more importantly, I fell in love with the message that Clearwater sends. I mean, I think it's a really important thing and something that a lot of youth forget these days. That you have a voice and you can make a difference. So, absolutely.
I think that's why we gather together, because music drives and inspires all of us. And we choose to play songs that aren't just beautiful but have meaning. And the meaning is there to inspire people to change.
And
I mean, I guess I would say my inspiration is definitely one of my dad. He's a musician as well, so he definitely influenced me to play, because my mom has no musical talent, but my dad was definitely a part of my life. Then I started dating him, so then
she points to one of the guys whose mom was involved. And I'm wondering, what reaction do you get playing folk music to people your age? Since the cliche is people your age are not into folk music, and clearly you are, and there's five of you.
Yeah, we play all sorts of music, actually. We like, folk is a huge part of it, and that's sort of the genre in this festival. But part of what we do is we sort of take other genres, other songs that are from everywhere, as long as they have that universal message.
It's world music.
And we just make it. We make it our own, which often ends up in a folky-er style, I guess. But we kind of span all sorts of genres, and we kind of like that we can introduce some modern things as well into the mix.
But, like what?
One of the songs we did today was like a Foo Fighters song.
Oh, cool.
But it's times like these, and it's a great universal message,
Yeah.
So there's a lot of music that... I don't know if it goes over anyone's head or not, but it might be something that's not necessarily an area. We did a Michael Jackson song earlier, and then we have a lot of our own originals too, and those sort of span the gamut as well.
I think also that the youth that we play in front of received the music very well, and our group, if anything, has expanded over the years. New members have gained a lot of interest in Power of Song and have become lasting members, and that's really exciting for us too, because it shows that the message is being received and that people are listening, and that's the whole idea.
All right. Where'd the name come from?
There's a Pete Seeger book, actually, I think it's called Power of Song. And I think that's where it came from. I'm not totally sure, though. I think also the fact that song does have power, and so it's the power of song.
Well, it is something Pete Seeger says a lot. He talks about the power of song.
Yeah.
And little bumper stickers on his guitar and everything else.
Yeah.
I think it's important to say also that we are not just like a set band. We have, we're actually a initiative. We're trying to help give youth the power to, you know, say what's on their mind. So we're an open group. We meet in Beacon every week. Right now I think it's Wednesdays.
At the Beacon Sleuth Club?
Yeah.
Which is right near the Beacon train station?
It's at the Clearwater offices.
The Clearwater offices?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And yeah, so if anyone's listening, ages, I think, what we have, 16 to 23 now? If anyone's listening and they would like to be a part of this, by all means, please stop by.
Well, right now we're meeting at Thursdays at 6 p.m. That might change, but we're also on Facebook, and you can definitely check us out there, and we will keep the times and location updated.
All righty, Power of Song on Facebook. So maybe you'll do a couple of numbers for us. But we're going to have you go by that, Mike. But before you do, would you want to tell us what you're going to do, what songs?
They're looking at each other quizzically.
Could be. What will you be doing?
Okay, we'll start with Wagon Wheel, the Oak Grove Medicine Show. That's one that we sort of have down pretty well as a group.
Okay.
That was one of the first things we learned together and got us all, you know, on the same page.
All right, okay. Thanks.
You're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org. We'll be broadcasting from the Hudson River Revival until 7 p.m. today, starting up again at 11 a.m. tomorrow until 7 o'clock tomorrow. And so if you're coming to the festival, come by the WBAI booth. We're in the activist area. And so ask anybody where the activist area is. There's absolutely wonderful, incredible bands here. Groups doing wonderful work. And as the two guitarists in the group are getting their guitars ready, try to fill as best we can, even though, of course, I know you'd rather hear their music than me talking.
But you'll hear their names. We have Niels Lewis, Julie Moschetta, Cody Busing, Wyatt Busing, and Hayden Minifee. Power of Song. So maybe you guys get a little closer for the mic. They're fine. Oh, step back. Got Grayson Engineering with Deleuze helping. Singing Wagon Wheel.
To the land of the pines, I'm thumbing my way into North Carolina. Staring up the road, pray to God I see headlights. Lay down the coast in for 17 hours, picking me a bouquet of dogwood flowers. And I'm hoping for Raleigh, I can see my baby tonight. So rock me, mama, like a wagon. I make a banjo now. Over the North Country where the kids are getting me down. Lost my money playing poker, so I had to wipe me, but I ain't returning back. Living that old life no more. So rock me, mama, like a wagon wheel. Rock me, mama, any way you feel. Hey, mama, rock me. Rock me, mama, like the wind.